Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. You just heard from Amplifier, an English progressive rock band from Manchester. I chose their first two tracks from their latest 2014 album, Mystoria, as I liked the feature in which the first instrumental track, Magic Carpet, ran directly into the next song, Black Rainbow. Next up, we will look at Fonts, a Canadian indie rock band from Edmonton. I actually heard this unique rock band from the credits of the first Mass Effect video game, which made me want to explore more into their catalog. So I chose I Think I'll Start a Fire from their 2009 album, Feel Love Thinking Of.
We haven't seen you for a long, long while.
That last song was called The Approach to Al-Mu'tazim by Black Heat, a French-American psychedelic rock band from Paris living in LA, from their new album Shifting Mirrors. They are influenced by the musical cultures of the Middle East, California, and Paris. As the band's Facebook bio states about their sound, the end result is a timeless, vivid blend of thunderous psychedelic rock and Arabian tonalities, an altered to heavy riffage, mind expansion, and social insurgencies. Brian Eno, what a tremendous individual. As an English artist and producer since the early 70s, he has worked in various facets of the music industry, like electronic, rock, ambient, and experimental. He will be a main feature on SMK as my personal favorite artist. I decided to choose Needles in the Camel's Eye, the first song from his debut solo 1973 album, Here Comes the Warm Jets, as my first pick from his vast music collection. This is SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Camel is a British prog band from Surrey. They formed in 1971 and are still presently touring. They are known for their emphasis on playing instrumental pieces within the rock band context. The Snow Goose, their third album in 1975, is entirely instrumental, yet this album gave the band critical success in commercial and artistic spheres. It is inspired by the 1941 short novella of the same name by American author Paul Gallico. Here is the piece, Raider Goes to Town, from The Snow Goose.
Thank you.
Let the Light Flood In, an uplifting song by Dream the Electric Sleep, a progressive rock band from Lexington, Connecticut, from their recently released album, Beneath the Dark Wide Sky. The next two songs come from two Ontario prog bands, from separate generations, yet close in origin. The first is Saga from Oakville, who started recording albums in the late 70s, and the second is Father Owl from Toronto, a power trio that just released their debut album this summer. I present It Never Ends from Saga's 2007 album, 10,000 Days, and My Darling from Father Owl's debut album, Father Owl.
Thank you.
To close off SMK for this week, we have another round of songs by Canadian bands. The first is Constellations by psychedelic prog rock band Black Mountain from Vancouver off their new album, 4. Lastly, it would not be right of this radio show not to include Rush, the premier Canadian progressive rock trio, and their song, The Spirit of Radio, from their 1980 album, Permanent Waves. This has been the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. And until next time, prog on and look inward and beyond.
Ain't Were written on the stone.